Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Up from underneath, it's episode 511, and we have plugins for tracking, stopping the berg, no ID for you, web apps, predicting the weather, WooCommerce stock messages, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gem? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the brewery overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever lovely
Amber Overall.
And we have a great show for you today. A couple of quick things right off the top there. Don't forget, we are now 60 weeks and still counting, but life keeps moving forward and the show must go on. And what a show it is. Time to get out the popcorn, sit back, and enjoy. I'd like to give a little bit of appreciation out to the No Agenda Show. We try to remember to talk about them from time to time. Their inspiration of ideas and their stolen sound clips.
Squirrel!
This is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. Before we get too far down the line, also, don't forget you'll want to hang around to the end of the show for the Q&A segment with Amber. And for those listening on the podcast, you'll want to check out the YouTube version, which has another segment of the Q&A. We cut that in the middle, and half of it ends up only at the on the YouTube channel. So make sure you go check that all out. With all of that there, it is time to...
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
This is number 19 of 52 episodes for 2021. It's episode 511, and things are looking pretty good outside. Starting to warm up, things are growing, looking pretty. All except for the Scotch broom, which seems to have taken over every single hill in my area. Really no wonder that I'm waking up feeling like I have a cold every morning lately. I don't know if anyone else out there is dealing with this. It kind of sucks. Thank goodness for allergy medication, though, eh?
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry.
And there you go. Allergy attack. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. I hope everyone out there is managing to get out and enjoy the better weather that is slowly coming our way. If you live by some trees or some type of water, whether it's fresh water or salt water, start taking your lunch break to go outside and just sit quietly by the trees and or the water. Throw on some music, read a book, have a coffee or a tea, just soak in some of that vitamin D. Whether or not you work from home or if you work in an office, getting yourself outside once a day is even better than hiding away in a chill-out zone to get away from all the media and everything. The fresh air and sunshine on your skin refreshes and energizes you like nobody's business. And bonus, you don't even need to remember to turn off social media for that 1 hour a day if you go for a walk, because it's just simply not there. Just remember to ignore your phone for that little bit of the day that you're out walking. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet. Shut up! Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
And Amber. All right. We got to update the jingles, man. They're kind of out of date. All right, news this week. We do have some WordPress news. I've only got one item, and you've got a whole pile of them, but let's pop to the one I've got for everyone here this week. And this is the WordPress Vulnerability Report, Part 2 from iThemes. They like to put out a vulnerability report a couple times a month, sometimes three and four times a month. And you'll want to subscribe to this so you get this information on a regular basis. It helps out if you skim through it when it comes out to see if there's any plugins that you might have that you might not have heard about any vulnerabilities, such as the HANA FLV player to see if it's not working, or the Hotjar connector, which needs to be patched, or the GA Google Analytics plugin. That one there is a pretty popular one. So You'll want to check this list out and see if you suffer from any of these vulnerabilities on your website and make sure you get it up to date or disable the plugin until it's updated to help protect your website. So go check this out. It's got quite a few things in there. Links in the show notes. Go follow that and have yourself a grand time keeping your website secure.
And the next one I have is Liquid Web acquires GiveWP. So I'm not sure whether or not this is going to change it now that Liquid Web is acquired it. I don't actually know much about Liquid Web, but GiveWP is apparently a rather popular plugin.
It is. It's an extremely popular plugin for use for collecting donations.
Yeah. So just figure I'd let anyone who uses this know that it has now been acquired. Hopefully it doesn't change. Hopefully they don't kill it or anything like that. They say they won't, but
people
who acquire things usually say they won't.
They all say they won't, but they all do. It's in the nature of the beast. We've got it. It's ours. The first year is usually pretty good. Second year, sometimes. Usually around year three or year four is when they actually start making the changes, unless it's something that really needs change. First couple of years, usually pretty good. I've noticed that with plugins that have been acquired over the years. So your first couple of years, not so much. But after that, it starts getting changed. Some go downhill, some get better. It's hard to know. And Liquid Web, I'm trying to remember them. I know the company name. I just can't remember what they provide. So.
Well, hopefully they don't mess anything up too fast.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
The next one I have is 51% of Canadian info security officers are talking about cyber attacks. I know there was a cyber attack on the pipeline. A lot of people have been talking about that. There's been a lot more secure or cyber attacks lately than what we've been dealing with. So that's something that people should be aware of. This is just a Canadian report.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, the cyber attacks have always been there. Most of them have never been publicized. The only reason they even publicized the pipeline one because they couldn't avoid the publicity. If they could have avoided the publicity, you never would have heard a word.
But I've been seeing a lot of reports in various news sites about cyber attacks going.
They're pumping it up for some reason. The news is pumping it up, and I don't know the reason behind it. But that's a discussion on a whole nother show.
All right. Next one is a security hole exploited by WannaCry is still there 4 years later. So even though they apparently patched the security hole,
and your link is no good.
Really? Oh, did they remove it? I wonder.
No, maybe. Yeah, the link is no good.
Weird.
Those shortened links, I avoid short links like that, but sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. At any rate, talk about it anyway.
Okay, well, great, now my brain's gone all blank. I can't remember the name of the company.
We'll skip it and go to the Chia Crypto Mine. Just know that there's a security hole that is in place that WannaCry exploited, and it's still there. And where's the security hole in what particular program?
It's something in Windows.
Oh, something
security,
in Windows. Okay.
Yeah, something in Windows.
All right, looks like your Tech Radar link isn't working either. Or your DuckDuckGo link. Sense. Oh, DuckDuckGo link works. The other one didn't work. Two of those links are dead. It has to do with how you shorten the link. So we'll skip right to the DuckDuckGo link. Yeah, well, they don't work now when I click on them.
Okay, I will be aware of this for the future.
Yeah. Okay, best to just bring the entire proper link to the site versus shorten it out. We don't need to shorten the links. I hate short links, mainly because short links are a highly exploited thing. When I get short links, even when emails me, I never click on them because I don't trust them. Because they're easily exploitable, you don't know where they're going, and also what can happen is that short link can be changed at the short link place and redirected somewhere else. I do not trust short links, period. They're completely untrustable.
Okay, then. Well, sorry, everyone. Guess two of the links I made are no good now. But for this one, DuckDuckGo unwraps Google Flock Blocker. I just like the name. What DuckDuckGo has gone is they've added a flock blocker to their Chrome to their Chrome widget thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do anything. It's just they've added it. I like the fact that DuckDuckGo has added that.
Cool.
I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Google seems to have made a mistake with their flock thing. Nobody wants it.
Hi, Hemdian.
Nobody wants it. Welcome to the show, Hemdian. All right, and the last one you got here, Classic Widgets Plug-In.
Oh, good, it worked.
I was going to bring this one myself to the show, but then I saw you had it.
Yeah, so the Classic Widgets Plug-In is disables WordPress 5.8 upcoming block-based widgets system. So this is a plug-in to stop the block-based widgets in the 5.8 is my understanding of this.
Yes, which is a good thing, I think, because they're pushing out they're pushing out full blown site editor of using Gutenberg, and this is something to help disable that upcoming block based widget system. So.
Mm-hmm.
So you can continue to use the classic system if you're already using it or if you're used to it. Which, unfortunately, sooner or later, you'll have to change to.
Unfortunately.
All right. And you have a whole bunch of extra stories, and we'll just parse over them for a second, hit the headlines, and then we'll move it along.
Like Signal's smart-ass ad exposes Facebook's creepy data collection. Or a great article on how Amazon Sidewalk works and why you might want to turn it off. Ransomware group hit DC police, then pivoted to extortion. That was an interesting article. Hopefully, all these links work for everyone. Sorry if they don't.
Yeah, well, they can always do a search for the headline there and see what they come up with.
Also, frag attack. Frag attacks are coming back with a force. So, if you don't really know what frag attacks are, or if you want to know some good ways to secure against them, this article from TechRadar is pretty good.
Frag attack. That doesn't ring a bell in my brain.
Frag attack. It's when you're using the wireless and people end up defragging your information and attacking you, is my understanding of how it works. I read the article. That was my understanding. I may be incorrect in my interpretation, though.
Yeah, and for some reason, that link, even though you brought it directly, doesn't want to work at all.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense.
Apparently, I suck at bringing links.
Yeah, something's odd with my browser here. Let's see. Yeah, okay. It must be something on their site because I'm getting dead on their site, clicking directly off a link from a search engine. So something's happening out on the intranets. Oh, well, so be it.
Yeah, I can't get there either.
Yeah. All right, so something's gone wrong. At any rate, let's talk along here. And this is the point of the show where we want everyone to support the show. It is a value for value show. So you can start off by...
It's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. You can do some donations. What we're looking for is your time, talent, or treasure. Treasure is one of the big ones we like. We like to acknowledge all of the producers of the show and the work that they do for us. First thing we like to talk about is the artwork that gets donated to the show. And we have a fair bit of artwork. We put out a call a couple of episodes ago. We were running out of artwork. And sure enough, the artists came to the bat and produced a whole bunch of artwork. And now that it's being uploaded directly to the website and I don't have to do it manually, you can go see all the artwork that's being uploaded at the WP Plugins A-Z.com art generator. Just go to A-Z.com/art to find the artwork. And This week's art comes to us from Angel Lemieux, and it's a really cool piece of art here. It is a submarine coming up out of the polar glaciers. I always kind of like those. I really like what he's done. He's created a whole bunch of artwork here, and he's taken our logo, which you can download from the submission page, and he's sort of split it apart. He's slapped the little smiley face on the side of the submarine. He's done some of the really cool things with our logo and several of the other pieces of art out there, and I'm really enjoying that kind of thing. It makes it kind of cool, different, unusual. So thanks a lot, Angel. Greatly appreciate your support of the show and providing the artwork for the show this week. So make sure, folks, go support these artists here. Go check out their websites. Their links are in the show notes for all their websites. And give them some love.
I really love the submarine that Angel did today.
Yeah.
I think that one's my favorite that he's uploaded.
I don't know. I kind of like the knight here, the going medieval one, man. That one there is kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's also the Mars rover.
Yeah.
That one is really cool too.
Yeah, the Mars rover too. So yeah, there's some really cool ones in here. There's some really neat stuff coming in. And we're getting more and more artists that we have a total of 4 different artists submitting right now. Eventually, I imagine we'll get even more artists submitting as they find, hey, here's another outlet I can produce some art and get a little bit of recognition, because artists love to get recognized for their stuff, you know.
Also, artists, feel free to go a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Go crazy.
Enjoy.
Go crazy, man. Fill your boots, man. Whatever you want to do. As insane as you want, man. All right. And we'd like to also acknowledge executive producers who come in over $50. We don't have any of those, but we do like to acknowledge those who come in below $50. You stay anonymous. Thank you very much for your small donations. There's a few of you out there that donate a few bucks each month or a few bucks every week. Thank you very much for those. That money never makes it into our pocket. But for those of you who hire us after listening to the show, because, of course, we do web hosting and web design and other things, those of you who hire us, thank you very much. That money does go into our pockets, and that's as good as supporting the show. So thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. And to let everyone know, I am still pimping out my kid here. You know, Amber, if you want to ever see her mug on the live stream, $500. That's where we're going to leave it for quite some time. But get a $500 donation. I will go through all the work required to get her video up on the live stream.
I'd say the amount of time it'll take to set that up is worth $500.
That's pretty much what it is. It's the amount of time it would take me to get it to work is worth the $500 it'll take me to. That's the time it'll take me to accomplish it. Because it's something that'll have to be insane, because of course I have you call in, and you know, while some people seem to magically do this, I know it's work. They've been doing other things. So at any rate, if you ever want to send something physically to us, you can send something to the following address. You can send it to 20-754 East Fairview Road, Victoria, BC, Victor 9 Alpha 5 Tom 9, and that is Scandinavia. So we're always up for anything to be sent manually. With all of that, it is time for us to dive into the depths of plug-in depravity. Off we go. All right. First off, we like to bring in classic press options when we have them. We don't really have any this week. You know, I've got a couple of things, leftover notes in here from WordLift has released a new version of it's compatible with Classic Press. The usual notes about Classic Press, I just haven't looked into them, and I've been too caught up in all of my own things to be able to spend time on Classic Press. So we'll move right along into what we have for WordPress this week. And the first one I've got for you here is a WooCommerce plugin. And this one is out of stock message for WooCommerce. Now, what's nice about this little plugin here is when you run out of stock, it'll pop up a message on the page, whatever message you want to type in there. And this might be a useful item for doing things such as what I'm doing over at the Rogue's Tavern. And yeah, something's happened to my notes. I had notes in here that had Rogue's Tavern links in there and everything else. Oh. Huh. Okay, something went wrong with my notes. At any rate, And something I'm doing over at the Rogue's Tavern for it is, like, I have plants for sale, and when there's no plants, all I can say, oh, I have plants, but I don't want people to buy them directly off the website because I don't want to have to tell them I can't ship them. But I could put a note there in there, out of stock, but these things are available still. Please contact us so we can arrange proper deliveries. Or you can use it for any other kind of note thing you want. Very useful tool. It's relatively easy and straightforward to set up, and go check this one out. It's the out-of-stock message for WooCommerce, and I give it a 4 dragon rating.
You have a side note there.
I do have a side note. Oh, yeah, about how the search function sucks for WordPress. When I went to install this plugin on my site, I went to the WordPress repository because I found this in the brand new plugins of WordPress. And I typed in the exact name, the exact title of the plugin, and I could not get that plugin to show up in the search function for WordPress. I had to add the author's title. That tells you how bad the search function is for WordPress when you can't find a plugin using the exact title.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. The first one I've got to go along with some of the news we had is Disable Gutenberg. This one is kind of neat. It's great for people who have Gutenberg but want to use Classic Editor for post and page creation. All you need to do is plug it in, activate it, and poof! Everything Gutenberg is now hidden, and all you have to work with is Classic Editor style.
Cool.
And if you find you don't actually like it, you just simply deactivate it.
Yep.
And you have the option of flipping back and forth. You say you have a theme or a post or page that you want to have the Classic Editor to create. You can flip this plugin on, create, flip it off again. It's all good. And this is totally free. So I rate it at 5 dragons.
Very cool. Anything to disable Gutenberg, although it's never going to go away. What's going to happen is WordPress is just going to pull the Classic Editor completely out of WordPress. That's my prediction. They're going to yank the Classic Editor completely out of WordPress because not enough people are going to want to use it. They're going to cram it down everyone's throat whether they want it or not.
Maybe we should start an Oracle's book for this site.
Nah.
Okay.
We've already got too many other things going for that. All right. Next one I've got for you. This one here is the weather forecast widget. And this one here is a brand new plugin. Hey, it's got 20 additional installs since this morning. Cool.
Nice.
All right. This one here adds a widget, and it uses the openweathermap.org API. You can go get your own free API key from there. And it allows you to put in localized weather for wherever you're at for the things you're doing. In particular, what I found this useful for, I haven't got it fully set up yet, but I've got it set up for the Hike Club for Men website. And the reason being is I've set up hikes, and if people want to know what's the weather going to be like or what's the forecasted weather going to be like for that day of the hike, they can check out the weather real quickly right there and not have to go open up their weather app and see. Give them the information right then and there, help them decide. You can use it for many other things. If you've got other events such as that for whatever you do on your site, this is going to be a really cool tool for you. Go check this out. It's all free, and I give it a 5 dragon rating. It is the weather forecast widget.
And my next one is Super Progressive Web Apps. I thought this was just a really cool plugin. sorry. So for this plugin, what it does is it takes your site and turns it into an app on people's phones. The person themselves will need to download the app onto their phone, just like a regular app. And once that's done, users can come back to your website by launching the app from their home screen and interact with your website through an app-like interface. Your return visitors will experience almost instant loading times and enjoy great performance benefits of your TWA. Yes, I took that directly from the creators because they explained it better than I ever could. They have great support available, and the free version gives you pretty well everything you need. Though be warned, when something like this is free, even just has a free version, you are the product. Their premium version has a lot more options. Even though they keep talking about how it's free, it's free, it's free, there is a pro version. Due to this, and the fact that you will be their product, I did mark it down a notch. And but I really do like this whole idea of taking your site and turning it into an app on people's phones, giving them direct access through like an app interface. A lot of people are going to really appreciate that, because I know that most people that I interact with, they use apps way more than they use the internet these days.
Yeah. They're using the internet, they just don't know it.
Yeah, but they're using like app interface rather than
a browser, regular browser interface. Yes.
Yeah.
What's funny is it's still a browser interface. You rate it. Go ahead, rate it up before I start tearing it apart.
Four dragons. All right. I got him before you start talking again.
I hope this one works out. I've seen these plugins come and go over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So I hope this one works out. And the thing is, it's kind of hard to get people to do because they don't get it from the app store, and they just like, I'm not sure what to do. And if the interface changes or they start changing the plugin up and messing with the layouts, it breaks and all kinds of other things go wrong. This is what I've seen over the years. So hopefully these guys here do it right versus the other ones I've seen come and go. And yeah, it's like I can't stand using apps myself. I despise them because they control what I'm doing, and I want to do things that the apps won't do. I'm one of those. Mm-hmm. I'm a control freak. What can I say? I dislike having things forced upon me. I think that's the reason. That's the reason why I don't like Gutenberg. Is it was forced on me. I didn't have an option. You know, they gave me some options to disable it, but they're still leading me down that path whether I want to go or not.
Well, like I was saying to Hendy in there, I don't dislike Gutenberg. Yeah. I just am not very fond of it.
Yeah.
Probably because even though I'm trying to learn it, it doesn't make much sense to me. I guess because I'm just not used to using it.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, that's the big thing.
I just don't like it.
It may be okay once you get used to it, but it wasn't something that I embraced. And, I'll do what I can. All right, the last one I've got here today is called User Activity Tracking and Log. This is a relatively new one that I've discovered. And I've just started to get it installed and see how it works. But it is a plugin that does have a premium version, so it's knocked down a small key. But it does look like it's going to produce up some really good tracking features to know what's going on. And it's important to have a tracking thing, one for yourself. If you've changed things and forgot what you did and you broke something, this can help you figure out what you did. And because it tells who's logged in, what they've done, where they visited, what they've updated, what they've changed. In particular, the big one is, of course, updating plugins, and suddenly shit doesn't work. You still have access to the back and you go, oh, shit, which plugin was that of the five I just did? You know, you can't remember all five names. So this is a very useful in that aspect. For a membership site I'm working on, this is important so we know what the members are doing, where they're going, what they're accessing, and making sure that we didn't accidentally, somebody's got higher permission than they should have and they do something they shouldn't have. So this is a useful plugin for tracking and knowing what's going on in the background. Really great plugin, useful for tracking. Go check it out. It's the User Activity and Tracking Log, and I give it a 4 dragon rating.
And the last one I've got is Remove Social ID for WP.
WordPress.
For WordPress. Title name specifics.
Yeah.
Even though the search function sucks, may as well say the actual title name. So this is a brand new plugin, I think. I got it in the news section, but I feel like I've seen it before. Maybe I've just seen another plugin. I'm not sure.
I don't know. This one's only 2 weeks old, and it's got fewer than 10 installs. So.
Okay, so yeah, it is new. I must have just skipped right over that. So they do have a great idea going here. Facebook has added individual URLs to each user and visitor. Because of this, cache and other various functionalities on WordPress have been breaking down. What this plugin does is it removes those individual URLs from Facebook users so that your site won't muck up anymore when they come to visit. It does this by scanning the incoming URL for FBCLID, which I actually forgot to look up the meaning of.
Facebook. It's a Facebook ID. And I can't remember what the CL stands for.
Facebook Cloud ID, maybe?
Maybe.
But it scans for the incoming URL, and then it redirects the URL after removing the query string. seems like a great idea. I would love for someone out there to give it a go on their own site and let me know what they think, whether or not they've noticed a difference, anything like that.
Yeah, it's a good way to mess with Facebook stats.
Yeah, that too. So because it's new and I'm not sure how well it works, I rate this at 4 dragons.
There we go. Go check it out. That one there. Anything to mess with Facebook, I'm on board with. All right, this show still currently being brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high-quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely. And the server, the final server I have space on is filling up, folks. I don't have too many spaces left. So when they're gone, they're gone. I'll yank this commercial and say, hey, you want to get in on my server hosting? You're going to stick and wait in line. And funny thing is I rarely have customers leave. It's very rare for a client to leave me. They only leave when someone talks them into going somewhere else, or God, I can't think of reasons why they've left me in God, probably 10 years. I have clients going back 20 years since I first started my hosting.
Hey, Dad, Hamdine has a good question.
What's that?
If you use remove social ID, does it still log where a visitor came from or mess up your analytics?
I don't know. It might mess up your analytics too. Good question.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Good question. I guess if you're overly concerned about the analytics of what's coming to your website, me, I don't bother worrying about it overly too much, to be honest.
How would you go about figuring that out?
You'd have to run some tests. You'd have to install it and then hit your website from multiple places using a VPN or something, and then go look in your stats and see what it is. That's a good couple hours of SEO analysis.
Okay.
That's the best way I can think about looking at that. All right, and contest. We do not have a contest yet, but I like the jingle, so I'm going to play it.
It's a contest.
So as far as I know right now, we're still on target for June to bring in contests back. I haven't heard any difference, but at the moment, we're on target to bring the contest back in June, and hopefully we start getting some support from everyone out there going to the contest. We like to give away free licenses that we get from developers, and these are not cheap licenses. Some of these licenses are worth hundreds of dollars. So... And all you got to do is enter the contest for a chance to win and, you know, maybe go visit the developer's website. And if you don't want to wait for it, buy a license. At any rate, just to let everyone know, the contest will resume. All right, so for all of you developers out there that might listen to the show, you want to donate a premium license? Hey, reach out to us at wppluginsaz.com/plugincontest. We'll be happy to connect up with you and get your license into a contest for the show. All right, covering up a few things before we head into the Q&A segment. Plugins I covered this show were out of stock message for WooCommerce, which I rated at 4 dragons. The weather forecast widget, which I rated at 5 dragons, and the user activity tracking and log, which I rated at 4 dragons.
And I covered disable Gutenberg, which I gave 5 dragons. Super progressive web apps, which I gave a 4 dragon. And remove social ID for WordPress, which I gave a 4 dragon.
Okay, and a couple of quick reminders. Meetups, we still haven't figured those ones out yet. So we will let everyone know as soon as we get that figured out. If you're not getting enough of Amber and I, you can join us for our new show, podcast and live stream at the Rogues Tavern, shooting the shit at the Rogues Tavern. It's Tuesday evenings, 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And go check it out at theroguestavern.com/live.
That show is a lot of fun. I do recommend that anyone listening right now at least go and try listening to it for one show. I bet you'll probably like it.
You might like it. You might not. Who knows? It gets really entertaining. Dep- Depends on how much rum we have.
Or whiskey. I've been on a whiskey kick.
Yeah, that's true. You've been drinking whiskey. All right. It is time for the...
It's question and answer time.
With Amber.
My first question for you. Oh, right. Before that, if anyone out there has any questions that they would like to have me ask and have answered here on the show, send your questions in to me at amber@wppro.ca. I'll write them out and get them in here and get them answered for you. So my first question is, what is mapping domains about?
What do you mean?
So in the last show, we were talking about mapping domains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned it and you said that you've mapped domains before, and I couldn't help but wonder, what is mapping domains? Like, is it where you draw a schematic like you would for a building, or like what is mapping domains?
Okay, what mapping domains is then, now that I sort of understand where you're going with it, is if you're like most developers, you end up owning dozens, if not hundreds, of domains. And what happens is over time, you've been sitting on these domains and you realize, oh, I can use this. I can use this domain. Like, for instance, wppluginsa2z.com also has johnoverall.com. Johnoverall.com, I also have several other domains on top of that. That one's not working either because I don't have the domains mapped. I know which ones I have mapped. Domains I do have mapped are over at theroguestavern.com. Now, the roguestavern.com, I have several segments of the website. You know, I've got my recipe segment of the website. I've got my hiking segment of the website. And so what I've done is I've mapped additional domains like the Hike Club for Men or hikeclubformen.com. I have that domain. So what I've done is I've taken that domain, I've applied it to the Rogues Tavern as a additional domain, but instead of having the domain land specifically on the main page, I've got that domain. If you type in the Hike Club or hikeclubformen.com, you will land on the calendar for hikes directly. So I've mapped that domain to a very specific page or segment of the website. And I don't have it aliased, so domain disappears. Once you land there, it automatically flips to the Rogues Tavern. I've done the same thing with my recipe segment where I own the domains trendychef.com, thetrendychef.com, several cooking domains that I bought years ago and I never got around to using. And so I've mapped those domains. So if you type in trendychef.com, you end up at the recipe section for the Rogues Tavern. And that's what a mapping of domain means. It's like you can apply multiple domains to any one website, but most of the time those domains end you up on the home page. But if you map the domain, in other words, you basically draw a line that says, okay, well, if I hit this domain, don't stop at the home page, go directly to the this specific page in the website. That's mapping a domain. And there
it is.
It can get more complex than that. That's the simplicity of it. And I've done it with more complexity than that. In fact, I do it with more complexity than that on WordPress MU sites where I work for a client and they've got multiple sites on there. And instead of having them as subsite domains off the main domain, the domain maps to that subsite, and now when someone uses that domain to hit the subsite, it also aliases it so that people don't know they're on a subsite of the main domain.
Okay, so how do you do that? How do you map out a domain? You subsite it, but
yeah.
Sorry.
How you subsite it is the easy way to do it is with cPanel. cPanel does it. You go into cPanel, you set up the domains, and then you go in and you redirect it in cPanel. You can, there's also plugins out there, though the plugins have all been disabled because domain mapping has now been built into WordPress MU. So if you remap the domain properly, it automatically works. I don't even know how to describe the complexity of it. There's articles out there where people have taken the screenshots and done it. I think I wrote one years ago myself. But of course, that's all changed because the technology changes in advance and it's gotten simpler to do than it used to be, though it's still kind of a complicated brain fart. And as Hemdian says, one of the things here, so domain mapping is just using a domain name as a pointer to a specific page within your site as opposed to your homepage. That's one way of looking at it. Domain mapping is a lot like that, unless you're mapping that domain onto a subsite of a WordPress MU site. And then you need that domain to alias itself. And aliasing itself means is it replaces its name with the subsite name. And that's part of mapping too. So it's quite the insane process. And it took me a while the first time I did it to get my head wrapped around it. And even now, every time I have to do it, I have to rethink it and remember exactly what it's doing. So
the image that's kind of occurring in my head is essentially you're changing out a part of the machine with a different part to make it work better.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. The additional part of this question is, why do this? What are the benefits of mapping a domain like this?
Well, the benefits is when I want people to go to my recipe section of my website, instead of having to say, go to theroguestavern.com/recipes, I can say, hey, go check out stylechef.com. You know?
Okay.
And because, you know, that's the benefits. It's like you can go get unique domains for specific sections. And instead of having to tell them your whole domain name slash whatever segment of the site they need to go to, you just tell them the domain name. It's like, oh, you have buyorganicdirect.ca. You know, instead of telling everyone to go to theroguestavern.com/directory, I just say go to buyorganicdirect.ca.
Okay, I understand that now. That's awesome.
And that's the big use. It's like the Rogues Tavern is the first time in a long time I've done domain mapping. And I think I've got 10 domains mapped into different segments of that site for different uses right now. And these are domains I've been sitting on for years because I bought them years ago. And of course, when you start developing, you start accumulating domains. You think of a cool name and first thing you do is that domain available? Yes. And then you buy it and then you sit on it until you finally figure out what to do with it. That's how I ended up at one point. I think I owned at one point 250 domains.
A lot of domains.
I've since pared them down to about 125. Some of them I sold, made a few bucks on. You know, and other ones I realized it was just such a convoluted name that it would never be of any value to anybody, so I just let it expire. But all the domains I have now are decent names that have value. Like stylechef.com has a lot of value as a domain name. You know. And buyorganicdirect.ca, it'd be better if it was .com, but the .ca is still highly valuable because it's a very specific kind of niche. So that's what things for domains. Okay, you got two other questions. I think this is where we'll split it. So read your other two questions out. We'll go to the credits and we'll come back and answer them.
All right. So I came across the term string buffer while researching Java. What is a string buffer? And is string buffer just for Java, or is it used in all kinds of code?
This is going to be a fun one. We'll come back to this one after. Will that girl take us out of here?
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.